excitement and energy that our fans have out there on the parkway, it's incredible. And all of us upstairs just watching them and seeing the energy and seeing what the city of Philadelphia has done for this draft, it's just really amazing to be part of. With Derek, we're really excited to get Derek. Highest rated guy on our board, player throughout the process that we've done a lot of work on, Joe and his staff. We're always going to build along the lines, but at the same time, we wanted to stick to our board and take the highest rated guys that Joe and his staff put together. He fits our scheme. He fits the culture we're trying to build. We think we got a tremendous player and a tremendous person.
How great a factor was Schwartz's scheme, wanting edge rushers? How much of a factor was that in deciding to go after Barnett?
Well, anyone we pick, we want them to fit our schemes offensively or defensively. It's easy to watch Derek and to picture what he'd do in this scheme. And we believe in building up front on both sides of the ball and getting pressure on the quarterback. We think that helps everyone, certainly helps the secondary when you get to the quarterback.
Joe, Derek told reporters yesterday that you guys were comparing him to Terrell Suggs. Oh, that was one of the names he heard. You obviously know him pretty well. Is that a guy that you see?
Yeah, Derek? You know, it's funny. I actually did make a comparison to him and Terrell, just from the perspective that both guys didn't test outrageously at the combine setting or pro day setting, but both are highly productive players, high toughness, great people. Again, his production's unmatched. Breaking Hall of Fame players' record at Tennessee. So,
yeah, Howie, Joe, did you guys see three wide receivers going that quickly? Did you think there might be at least one of them still on the board when you guys picked?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time, all of us, going through the scenarios, and we did not have any scenarios that looked like what's happened here. It was really interesting before us how it went. And I think that a lot of teams were jumping up and getting quarterbacks, and when they got them, and it kind of affected the way the second half of this draft, the second half of the first round, will end up playing out. So it was interesting for us, and probably a little different than we thought it would roll off. But at the same time, when we did these scenarios, Derek Barnett and where we had him on our board, in every scenario was a great scenario for us. Really excited about him.
Obviously, the thing that stands out about Barnett is he got the quarterback down quite a bit in college. I know that your defense had some difficulty doing that last year. So how big of a factor was that? Not just that he gets there, but he's been able to manufacture those sacks. And then what are some of the key strengths in him doing that?
What Derek is highly proficient at is at the top of his rush. So when the D lineman gets to the top, he is excellent, excellent ankle flexion, excellent ability to bend at the top and finish. He can really close, and he uses a variety of moves. He uses a speed rush. He can use power. He can go speed to power on people. So you're getting a guy that knows how to finish when he gets to the top of the rush.
I know you said that. Right. I know you said he was the top guy on your board, but you ended up with a lot of guys at 14 to choose from, like O.J. Howard, like Jonathan Allen. Did you expect to have that many people to choose from? How much did the three quarterback trades, you know, get you to the point where you had this choice?
Well, we did expect that at the 14th pick there would be some good players. Now, the names of those guys may have been a little different than we had anticipated when we went through it, but we had anticipated scenarios where some good players would be there. And for us, some of the things that factor into the equation, certainly we talk about character and medical. And so those are the other things that come into the equation as we finalize our board. But all through the process, Derek was a guy. In fact, Joe and I had a moment in December where he came in my office and started raving about Derek Barnett, and I showed him a piece of paper that I had written down with his name. So it was kind of a funny moment that we had there when he came in and was raving about Derek Barnett. And he stands for what we want to be, and I think everyone in this city will see what kind of person he is, what kind of player he is. unbelievably high character, unbelievable worker, and tremendously talented and productive.
Yeah, Howie, you would use the first-round pick on a pass rusher in 2014. You spent a lot of money on Vinnie Curry last year. How great a factor were those allocation of resources in determining, okay, we need to go get another pass rusher again?
Yeah, I think that's part of the equation. But at the same token, as we look at how we're building this and what we want to look like, we got to be able to get pressure on the quarterback. This is a 20-year-old pass rusher and someone who could be here for a long time. And for us, it's something that's when you look at the draft and how do you get these guys, how do you acquire pass rushers? They're really hard to acquire. It's tough to fill position. And you can never have enough of those guys. We look at it in the offseason, and we lost two guys on the defensive line to start, and now we come back and getting him and Chris and Timmy, and we really feel like our lines are the strength of this football team. And for all of us, when we sit down and discuss, he's got a big smile on his face, when we sit down and discuss what we want to be, it's that. That's the start. And so our actions have to reflect that, and we stay true to the process on this.
Howie, Joe, and Doug, when you got to 14 and...
Sort of a quick first step, sort of.
When you got to 14 and Jonathan Allen was there and Derek Barnett was there, was there any decision as far as that was concerned? You already had that it was Barnett was better than Allen. And as far as Doug, were you secretly rooting for an offensive player? And when all those wide receivers were gone, did you kind of say, oh, shucks, or maybe something else?
Just in regards to Jonathan versus Derek, yeah, those are discussions that we've had for the last month, going through each different scenario, like me and Howard mentioned earlier. That was part of it. And, you know, we couldn't be more excited about Derek and how he hit the nail on the head. He is a guy that is tough as nails. When I think of some of the teams I used to grow up watching here in Philadelphia, he's going to fit in with some of those guys from the late 80s, early 90s Eagles teams. I mean, he is Philly tough. So I'll let Doug answer the offensive question.
Yeah, from an offensive standpoint, it's surprising to see those guys go. But at the same time, you know, I'm excited to get Derek in here and to get working with him. And he is a guy that, as these two men have alluded to, he fits what we're doing. He fits exactly what we're trying to build here and what we started last year. And being a quarterback and being a former quarterback in this league, anytime you can acquire pass rushers to get after the quarterback with the guys we have and just mix him in there now makes us better. You know, obviously every year the challenge is everything starts up front with the offensive and defensive lines. And this is another piece to getting that going.
So you weren't rooting for a wide receiver that kind of slipped down there who you thought was good?
Hey, I'm rooting for the best available, the best talented guy that we can bring in to compete with our guys that we currently have on the roster.
You may like offensive players.
Joe.
Yeah.
He and Derek and Garrett had similar career sack numbers. The biggest difference was Derek's, I want to say 28 out of 32 of them were in the SEC, whereas Miles had a lot against smaller schools. How much of a factor was his play against SEC opponents as far as trying to gauge how good he is?
You know, it's definitely a factor when you see a guy that shows up in big games and big moments. I mean, heck, that's what I saw last year in Carson, a guy that showed up in big game, big moments like the national championship game, and to see a guy that plays in the best conference in all of college football show up week in, week out, and be as consistent as he is, it's a big factor.
When you like a guy like that on tape so much, what do you think when his tests kind of come up a little less than would be ideal? Are you?
It's a little bit easier because of the past experience that I've had talking about a guy like Suggs. At the end of the day, the tape takes you to the player. That's the biggest part of his resume. And like I said earlier, he's done at the highest level for a long time.
And when we talk about his testing, not to make excuses for Derek, but at the combine he had the flu and he decided to test through it. And he had a hamstring at his pro day. But...
Howie, when you talk about Joe's input and coming in here and changing how you guys talk about players, not how you talk about players, but how he talks about players and bringing that in, of course, how you guys are ranking players, is this a guy that maybe wouldn't have been, I mean, certainly would have been on your radar at this high, but is he more of a Joe guy because he produced
you know, Jeff,
versus a wishing and hoping type of guy?
He's an Eagle. You know, we're all in this together, and all of us, when we discuss players that fit how we envision this team looking. And when we look back at this draft class and how we want it to look, and starting with Derek, that's something that makes all of us really proud. And it's not about just one of us here. It's about all of us and being on the same page about the vision, about how this looks. And when we do that, it starts with the coaching staff and what the coaches are looking for from their players. But certainly we're really proud when we think about this draft and putting that guy at the top of our draft list. Now we got a lot of work to do. Here we got 7 more picks, and there's going to be a lot of different turns and twists as we go forward. But it is a great start for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Joe, is he the type of guy that we know what he did in college, but is he also the type of guy that hasn't reached his ceiling? I mean, can he get much better in the NFL level, or are you just going to bring in a guy that you know is going to give you being a ham and egger, basically?
No, I think there is a higher ceiling. With Derek, I think he is going to get better. I think Chris and Philip are going to do a great job with him, and improve some of his hand technique. And he even said it in his interview after he was drafted, how he's just scratching the surface of his talent level. So I expect him to definitely reach his full potential because of his makeup.
He wrote an article on Players Tribune, and I'm paraphrasing, but I think the last sentence was, "Everyone talks about me and that I broke Reggie White's sack record. I'm going to be known for something different at the end of my career in the NFL." I read that last night. It was pretty cool. I think someone's asking.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Joe, you've seen a lot of guys, on, film and all this other stuff. What jumped out at you about Derek Barnett? And would you say what are his prospects at this point for being for starting opening day, if everything goes through?
I couldn't even begin to answer the second part of that question, but I will say this: the thing that jumped out to me with Derek is just, like I mentioned earlier, his ability to finish at the top of his rush. First, he's got a great first step. Okay, so he's getting tackles off balance. And then when he gets to the top of the rush, he's able to bend and close and finish. Very strong hands, great lower body flexibility.
Did you scout Reggie White?
I didn't scout Reggie White, so I shouldn't comment on that. But you're talking about a legend. So,
hey, Howie, how did the depth at the cornerback position influence your guys' strategy, the depth at the cornerback position, and how does what happened with Garyon Conley sort of impact the way that this draft might unfold?
Yeah, this whole draft process has been interesting. I think when we started in January and looked at it and kind of looked at where we were picking and some of the names, a lot has happened, a lot has occurred with a lot of those guys that has made this a different process, whether injuries or character or things that have happened close to the draft. So we really felt like we had to stay true to the board, and no matter what our needs were, that we were going to take the best player. And we had a group of players that we thought were the best players in the draft, and we feel very fortunate to get someone from that group of those players. By same token, obviously it is a good class, defensive back position, but I wouldn't be surprised if we go back now and, there's a run on that. I don't even know who's gone, but it's going to go quickly. And I think then some of the names have changed, just like at the top of the draft. If you would have predicted who would have gone before we picked, to think that four quarterbacks went to four or at three would have gone, and that, all the receivers would have gone, probably wasn't in a lot of the scenarios that we went through, but we spent a lot of time going through the scenarios.
Howie, you guys talk so much about this collaborative process. It's kind of been the buzzword. What about this process this year was different that led you to Derek Barnett at 14?
Well, I think that it starts with Joe and his scouts. And since Joe's been here and the things that he stressed to them about when we met and talked about what we wanted this team to look like, and it's the war daddy mentality of having guys on the field who are going to do whatever it takes to get better, have an incredibly high motor, tremendous character. And it's the first pick, you know, with Joe here. And to get a guy who, when we talk about those guys, is our example. When we talk to the scouts, when Joe talks to the scouts about this is what I'm talking about here in Derek Barnett, I think it's a great example for the room here as we go forward in the next couple of days about this is what fits, this is what we're looking for, and this is how we want to build. And again, you know, for us, I think the thing that we're proud about this offseason is that we committed to building the lines and our offensive line. We brought everyone back and re-signed Wiz and added Chance and to the defensive line, making sure we're really strong up front.
Just to follow up, some of that, you know, the characteristics you just mentioned, was some of that a departure from the way things have been done before?
I don't know necessarily it's a departure, but it's more stressed. And I think that's some of the things. I mean, I think there's things that you're attracted to naturally, and I think we balance each other on that stuff. And I understand the reason why it's so important to have guys like that on this football team. And if the more guys we can get like that, who have incredible passion for the game, who have tremendous character, who will do whatever it takes to get better, who are team players, the more we're going to have success going forward.
Joe, you're a veteran of a few of these nights. Howie alluded to how this didn't really unfold quite the way anybody could have predicted. And how many directions was your head spinning as you got a little bit closer? I mean, two of the three teams ahead of you had defensive needs and took defensive players. And if you really were in love with Barnett, were you even toying with the idea of trying to jump up a little bit? Or just how interesting a little half hour was that there?
Yeah, from the beginning, probably from the second pick on, it was definitely you weren't expecting some of those players to come off the board. But again, you know, once we get to draft night, it's the hay's in the barn, so to speak, with the work. We've discussed every different scenario, this player versus this player. So as the draft unfolds, you know, everybody's composed, everybody's patient, and we let the board come to us.